Good morning, I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. Midcoast Council has postponed the annual New Year's Eve fireworks events at Foster and Taree due to risks associated with COVID-19. Though a difficult decision as these events attract thousands of tourists, Mayor David West said it is the only decision we could make in the current circumstances. Considerations for a community celebration when COVID restrictions ease is on Council's agenda, but for now, public safety is prioritised. Women in the Upper Hunter electorate will be able to apply for grants of up to $5,000 through the New South Wales Government new Return to Work program as part of the 2020-2021 New South Wales budget. These grants aim to provide assistance and education to women whose employment has been recently affected, and the grants can be used for a variety of things such as training, textbooks, and childcare. Floodplain risk managements for Gloucester and Port Stephens have been developed, and Midcoast Council wants your feedback on it. A draft plan that provides detailed information on floods has been designed, and your feedback would be much appreciated as many community members have an understanding of the local area, which would be able to assist in managing and measuring future flood risks. Upper Hunter communities will benefit from the 2020-2021 New South Wales budget, with funding for projects such as the New England Highway, Dungog Wastewater Treatment, and Singleton Bypass confirmed. Michael Johnson, MP, commented on the funding, saying vital funding for this incredible electorate and its communities make it the best place in the world to live. I'm Anita Jackson and you're listening to Buckets Radio Local News. Have a great day.